In Jesus' name, beloved of God. During Epiphany, we see Jesus' glory revealed in many ways. Today, in Mark chapter 1, we see his glory revealed in the way that he began his ministry. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is not just some angry young man protesting an unjust imprisonment of John the Baptist, nor is it someone trying to gather a mob together to influence King Herod or put pressure on him. This is someone with divine confidence entering on a glorious mission, and he comes into the very country where Herod is in control. But he comes not as the voice of doom. The essence of his mission is not to point out people's sins, though this sometimes has to be done. But he now comes into the heart of Herod's kingdom proclaiming the gospel, the good news of God's kingdom. Just when it appeared that evil had the upper hand, John the Baptist in prison, it appeared that Herod could do whatever he wanted, Jesus came announcing, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." And we notice it is not because of the threats and demands of God that Jesus called on people to turn around, but in response to the good news. God has heard the cries of his people. He has sent his own Son to take away the sins of the world, to suffer the penalty for all of them, all of them. Therefore, do not put your confidence in those sinful strong-arm tactics of the world: cheating, stealing, extortion, murder. Turn away from the human manipulation that you see all around you: lying, slandering, defaming, deceitfulness. Have done with the self-righteous spirit that always thinks it knows better than God what is best for you. The good news is that God knows the problems better than we do ourselves. He knows our feelings before we feel them. He wants only what is good for us, and he rules to that end. With him, there is forgiveness. Turn and trust in him. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Psalm 130. Such was the message with which Jesus came into Galilee. But Jesus would not proclaim it alone. Mark goes on to tell us how he would choose others to proclaim it in his name. And in this also, his glory is shown. He walks along the shore of that little lake, the Sea of Galilee, and finds some fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus says, "and I will make you fishers of men." Oh, they knew him. They had known him before down in Judea. They had sat at his feet. And then school was out, so to speak, and they had returned to their daily work in Galilee. But even more important than that they knew Jesus was that Jesus knew them. He knew Simon, the loud, boisterous, proud, impetuous one, always the first to speak and act. Of Simon, he would make a leader to show the way to repentance after pride crashes on the rocks. He would make him an apostle who came back from desertion in the hour of trial. He would make of him a preacher to thousands on Pentecost, and yet one who humbled himself under the mighty hand of God. And Jesus knew Andrew too, the milder, approachable one who seemed to be more inert. Of Andrew, Jesus would make a great catalyst to introduce people to Jesus, a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish, some Greeks visiting Jerusalem, and who knows how many others. Sometimes we are amazed that the disciples were so quick to leave their nets, their business, their livelihood, and follow Jesus. But the most amazing thing is Jesus' statement, "I will make you." Going further, he would also call James, the first apostle, to seal his testimony with his own blood, and John, who was known as the brother of James. Jesus would make of him the author of 5 books in the New Testament. And countless souls would learn to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, have life in his name. So glorious was this Christ that he could take ordinary men and make them foundation stones in his eternal temple. So glorious is the word of this Jesus that even through the mouths and pens of fishermen, it would turn human hearts from the empty vanity of this world to solid trust in God, the true God, and so bring them blessings beyond number. And this is the word that comes to us today through the pens of those apostles and prophets. This is the Christ who tells us that even in a high-tech world of satellites and missiles, God is still ruling in him, that we will be safe with him, that we have peace with God through him, that we will even rise from the grave to live forever because of him. Amen. Hymn 130, the first and last stanzas of hymn 130.
Thy reign may spread salvation.